If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house. In small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients. Plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals. And safe for all skin types, even acne prone. No greenwashing, no filler. Just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica. Non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's X.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Liz Peek of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist, much on Fox Business, is here to help me understand a remedy that the Senate majority, the Democrats, are advancing to pay for what we now know to be the Biden agenda. Whatever the final number is, it must be paid for. And the advance is proposed by Senator Wyden of Oregon, a very competent Democrat when it comes to raising taxes or lowering taxes. The Wall Street Journal editorial page calls it a wealth tax, in quotes. However, as I understand it, it's directed at billionaires, again, in quotes. Liz, I want to understand the proposal here is to tax unrealized gains. Is that correct? So that if you have a house and year over year, it is appraised at being more expensive this year than it was last year, you're taxed on the difference? Is that what is proposed?
Well, I think that they are looking at tradable assets, financial assets primarily, on this proposal. And it's supposed to be only directed at 700 people, the 700 wealthiest people in America. Nancy Pelosi called it a wealth tax. Janet Yellen says, no, it's not a wealth tax. It's really an income tax. And we're going to get at the capital gains that really inflate wealthy people's income. So that's very misleading, because there's a difference between capital gains that you realize, which indeed does become income, does become something you can spend, and the capital gains that sit in your account makes you feel good, but doesn't translate into spendable cash. This is basically a wealth tax, and I think it's going to face an enormous amount of hurdles in terms of whether it's constitutional. The constitutional allows the taxation of income, says nothing about taxing wealth. B, whether it's even conceivably, whether we can even conceivably administer it. For example, what happens if those asset values in your portfolios go down? In terms of administration nightmares, I mean, Europe, as you know, many countries in Europe, I think it was 9 at one point, maybe 11, actually had a wealth tax historically. Most of those countries have rescinded it because, A, it was impossible to administer. People left the country rather than have their wealth assessed. This goes back, to Elizabeth Warren's, infamous campaign sloganeering about, well, let's just tax the very wealthiest Americans 2 cents. And she was talking about a 2% wealth tax. Of course, it's not 2 cents. That's very dishonest. It was a 2% tax on your assets year after year after year. And she was including houses and cars and, artwork, et cetera. I think what worries me, John, is that bureaucrats, the Democrats, are tossing the sofa cushions here in the federal government, looking for revenues to pay for this now $1.8, let's call it, trillion-dollar social infrastructure bill. They don't have any good ideas. Arizona Senator Sinema has basically put a kibosh on raising rates on corporations or individuals. So they're coming up with these gimmicks. And the problem is they may, at the end of the week, say, look, we have a deal. We're going to pass this wealth tax, which only comes up, I think it generates $200 to $250 billion. It's not that much over 10 years. And that'll plug this hole, and we're going to cut this program short. So that works. They're going to basically kind of fib their way into a bill. And then, down the road, it's going to be challenged and people will sue. But meanwhile, you're possibly putting in place various programs that presumably depend on those revenues, which my guess is will never develop because someone's going to decide this thing's illegal. And yet there we will be stuck with the programs. I mean, that is, to me, a nightmare scenario, and it actually could happen.
just the last 30 seconds, that it is okay to call it a wealth tax? That's what...
It is absolutely a wealth tax. Yes.
And so
because
far,
unrealized just, capital gains are wealth. They're not income.
All right. Fine. I will call it a wealth tax. I wonder why the Wall Street Journal was putting it in quotes. It sounded to me like confiscation. But, you know, we'll find out in the fullness of the plans for paying for the Biden agenda. Liz Peek, columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.